Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There is an issue brewing here at the Fan.
What's the issue?
Well, a buddy of mine decided to buy us lunch today, not knowing that we went out earlier, okay? And he bought us a bunch of smash burgers.
Oh, that's very nice of him. Thank you.
So I get a text from my friend saying, hey, delivery should be there any minute now. You know, heads up. My pleasure. Tell the guys enjoy. So I gave the guy Tommy's phone number. Mm-hmm. They call Tommy. Tommy goes, we didn't make any order. He then goes to Big Mac, did you order a smash burger? He goes, no, I didn't.
He went to me.
He went to you.
Yeah.
Hey, Evan, did you order a smash burger? You said, no, I didn't. It never dawns on him to ask me. So he didn't ask me. So my buddy's like, hey, the smash burger got delivered at 2:13. How was it? Well, we never got it because somebody denied the order.
Well, he also, Loogie oddly
got
went
a
up
phone
to me.
Call. I never ordered smash burger.
You know what the approach he took with me was?
Yeah.
He comes to me and says, Evan, did you order food for your family? And I was like, what the hell does that even mean?
Yeah.
He's like, did your wife order smash burger?
Right.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
My father-in-law lives with us. He's a chef.
Right.
We're not ordering anything. What are
well
you talking
established
about?
Already on this show, correct.
And so he was confused. He thought for some reason they were texting him that my wife made an order.
Right.
Because I didn't think anybody here would be ordering lunch when we were going to lunch.
Yeah, well, but that, you
that
asked
threw me
everybody
off.
Except for me.
I should have went
and
to
I'm
you
the
first
guy
of all.
Set it up.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Now, as I would
so
tell
where's
people.
Where's the smash burger now?
When you set things up with Craig, set him up through me.
Yeah. Because
he doesn't tell me anything.
Hold on.
He doesn't clue me in.
Did they call you or not?
I'm not going to answer numbers from people. It could be, they could have my social security number, God knows what.
Loogie, you're
you
the producer.
You could have came to me. He didn't come to
me at all. Listen, before
he mentions it an hour after the fact.
Before we rip Craig, which maybe we will.
Why would I get ripped? I gave the delivery guy Tommy's phone number.
But you didn't tell Tommy.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it off so I can make this point.
Yeah.
Loogie, you are the producer of a very popular radio show.
I'm aware.
Okay?
I've read that, yes.
You're going to get a lot of phone calls.
I agree.
You got to answer the phone calls. You never know who's on the other end.
Hold on, wait a minute. You told me a minute ago.
I did.
You did answer the phone.
No.
And you said no.
I did not tell you that.
You just said that five minutes ago.
No, and first of all, if I had a dollar for every time I answered the phone and got, Craig Carton gave me your number, I could retire tomorrow. But that's the first thing. The second thing is, I got a text early this morning. Me and my wife were like, did you order, did you not? We're checking all these things. We're scrummaging through it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm like, oh, maybe Evan ordered it. He didn't.
Evan ordered it.
Dude, I didn't know. I should have went to you because this was screaming Craig. I should have definitely went to you.
Yeah, well, explain to my buddy Phil that he wasted $50 buying us burgers.
I'm so confused.
I never got it.
Phil needs to come to me.
Where is the food now?
No, they did go to you.
No, they didn't, Craig.
You denied the phone call.
Because I don't know what the hell it is.
So you can't say they didn't go to you.
Why would we have lunch on a day we're going to friggin' lunch?
That's
what sense does that make? No, that's the
point.
That is the point.
And then we had.
I didn't give a grievance at lunch. Here's a grievance. Stop with the chaos.
Nobody called you.
We were going to lunch. Why would we have another lunch?
But you then said, yes, I got a phone call.
The delivery guy.
From the delivery guy. It could be a scam. I don't know.
If.
What do you mean, come on?
It could be a scam.
We also had all lunch to tell him.
Let me ask you a
question. Expect a phone call.
All lunch? How about a week? God only knows when he was told this.
Where are my smash burgers?
I don't know.
Did you send somebody
downstairs?
I
had our crack staff go down and check.
Yeah.
It was not there. I will go down and personally check now.
I mean, do something.
And I will call back the guy.
Where the hell are the burgers? That's the only thing that matters now.
You stuffed your fat face all down lunch. You're worried about a burger. Relax.
Wow, you're attacking me.
Did they bring
silverware
for you?
Phil, if you're listening, go through me next time, please.
Did you tell them to bring forks and knives for Evan?
Why is this turning into an attack on me? I did nothing wrong. I'm merely asking, where's the food now? I'm just
curious. Here's the thing I don't get. He keeps saying, Have them call me.
Yes. No.
They called you.
Have Phil call me.
You don't know who Phil is?
Well, Phil could get to know me. Set things up through me. Craig, I love you, but I'm more organized when it comes to this
Are
stuff.
You?
Am I not?
I gave them your number. They used
no,
it.
No, not that. You gave it to Grubhub. You didn't give Phil. Like, I don't know. Bro, you have to smart me up. Like, hey, Smashburger's coming today. We're ordering lunch. Don't you think it's odd that I'm getting a text that we're getting lunch?
No, considering I set it up to call you.
We went to
so
lunch.
So they called you.
We went to lunch.
That's why nothing to do with it.
Did you
I've never eaten
that,
two lunches.
And it didn't have, like, where they were delivering it
That's
to. It was
what
just
was
this
say.
Odd
like,
text.
Have you never seen Craig eat, like, five lunches in one day?
Yeah. I've seen it.
But why wouldn't he come to me and be like, by the way, you're going to get a text today from Grubhub out of the blue.
Let me ask you a question. Why did you go to Big Mac and Evan and not me to ask me if I ordered it?
Oh, I agree. I took the L.
Yeah.
Like I said, this screamed you. I'm getting this text at 9:30 in the morning.
Accusing my wife of ordering food and somehow getting dead.
I thought it was one of those things where you had to butter up your wife because you're going to back-to-back Met games. So, honey, I'm going to order you burgers today. That's what I honestly was my initial thought.
Yeah, he's going to buy his wife a burger at 2 o'clock and bring it home at 8 o'clock tonight. Honey, thanks for letting me go to a Met game. Here's a six-hour-old burger.
Because, bro, inside,
you dummy.
Inside baseball, normally when we have food delivered here, they either contact me or they contact you and then they get to
again,
me.
They contacted you.
I understand that.
So why didn't you answer the call?
Because I don't answer. Because I didn't answer it. Because I thought honestly.
Because you messed up.
No. Because I thought I was being scammed. I really did.
How did you think you were being?
How did you get a weird number? Who knows? I don't want to pick it up and then
How
all of a sudden they have.
How excited are you?
In hindsight, I made a big mistake not answering the
That's
phone.
It.
I agree.
Just own it and move on.
Oh, stop! You play a part in this.
You know who?
Yes,
I gave the number.
Tommy, we're sitting at lunch for an hour, 2 hours. You couldn't be like, by the way, we're getting Smashburger.
Why do I have to do that? You know the role, deal. Your phone rings, answer it.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to live in a world
besides ourselves and our families. Who's most excited for us to take vacation?
That guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
I apologize to Smashburger. I apologize to Phil.
Don't apologize to Smashburger. They got Phil's money.
Well, I feel bad for Phil. I'm going
to
go down
to Phil.
There.
He bought us burgers, and we didn't eat them.
Tell Phil to text
me. He wasted $50 on burgers because you don't answer your phone because you're special. That's all.
I am special. My parents tell me that all the time. Thank you.
I could go for a Smashburger.
You still hungry? Why would you go?
I'm gonna go
you
check.
Can't taste anything. Apparently,
also very true. Yes, it would be wasted. But I appreciate Phil getting us a nice lunch.
No, thank you, Phil. Very much.
Phil's
appreciate
a good man.
It.
It's my guy. Frank's in Massapequa. Frank, what's up? Hi, Frank. Okay, great. Good talking to you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Joe's in Jersey. JoJo, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Craig, how are you?
Doing good, thank you.
How about this trade?
Go.
You get Joel Embiid, and the Sixers get Kevin Durant.
Don't stop.
And I also eat meat that is not on a bone.
Oh, I love this guy. This is my guy, Joe.
Course, this would be the guy that would come
with
but dumb trade idea.
These Fugazi trade rumors have to stop.
Yeah, please.
All right, it's just go away. Not you, per se, but the trade rumors have to go away. Like, I don't want to hear.
Well, because you're bothered by the possibility of losing
Durant.
That's my guy!
Let's go back a step behind that.
Yeah.
I'm bothered by the fact that there's an owner in this town who is thinking about not keeping Kyrie Irving. And yet, everyone around here, because they're Knicks fans, is like championing, get rid of Kyrie Irving. It's stupid. And I hope this is a negotiating tactic. I hope it works out. I hope it's okay, like they win their negotiating tactic. But the idea of Kyrie Irving ending up on a different basketball team, which could then lead to Kevin Durant saying, what the hell am I doing here?
Right, that's what I signed up for.
That's what concerns me.
As it should.
The other thing that concerns me
is
that... And
let me just say this. I'm a diehard Knicks fan. If the Nets got rid of Kyrie, it's asinine.
Of course it is.
You can't justify it with any basketball prudence whatsoever.
No. If you just said, look, I'm a Knicks fan. I want him gone because I want to see the end of the Nets. I respect that. But there's nothing from a basketball standpoint, from an end game of winning, that's good for this team in letting go of Kyrie Irving. And it's a choice because Kyrie wants to stay. Now, with that said, here's my other concern. After throwing batting practice today in Houston, Carlos gave up 3 home runs, Cookie Carrasco. He's left the game with an apparent injury. So what appears to be a 2-game sweep at the hands of the Houston Astros, which sucks, but is not the end of the world. It's about to get worse because Carlos Carrasco walked off the mound with an injury.
Do you think he's really injured, though?
Yeah.
I know the trainer came out. I saw that. But do you think he's injured?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I don't think he's just getting his ass kicked and he said, I'm faking an injury to get out of here. No, I think he's hurt. Maybe that's the reason why he was throwing batting practice today. I don't know. But this is a team that's starting to get healthy. Max Scherzer's on his way back. Jacob DeGrom appears closer to a rehab game.
Right.
Jeff McNeil's missed the last couple of games. And for Cookie Carrasco to now potentially go down, this rotation depth getting tested again.
By the way, Big Mac, who's having a worse day? Evan Roberts for cutting his wings with a fork and knife, or Tommy for blowing off the smash burger?
I'm not blowing him off. I don't know when he's coming.
He's been on this since 9:30, yeah. So now it's Tommy.
Since 9:30.
Now that this has blown up in his face, he's been thinking about this all day. You don't understand how many times I got asked about the text messages.
What should I do? Should I answer the phone?
Can I answer the question?
No, because his question is flawed. Okay. And then you can continue. You can say whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
I'm having a great day.
Besides
the Durant, Kyrie, Carlos Carrasco stuff.
You get a cookie.
I own the fact that I don't want to eat meat off a bone.
Yeah, you're having a bad day.
That ain't a bad day for me.
It's horrendous.
And so far, based on the calls we've taken, I'm in the majority.
By the way.
So now that that's been clarified, go ahead, Rip Lugie.
Evan's having a bad day.
Evan's having a real bad day.
And I was unaware that you guys have been dealing with this since 9:30 this morning.
Since I woke up.
Because, again, we sat at lunch together
for
an hour and a half, and you never brought it up. So how would I know?
This is probably a stupid question. Why did we accept lunch on a day we were going to lunch?
That's not,
I admit this is a stupid question.
That's not for you to ask.
Huh?
Because that's what I want.
That's fair. That's a fair answer.
I want to take you guys out to lunch and give you burgers.
Do you understand why I was confused?
No.
No.
Because you didn't tell me. But according to Big Mac, you've been dealing with this all day.
I've told the story on air. Every time Evan orders from Grubhub, I get text messages
because
we set it up that one time.
Yeah.
So I get it all the time. So he thought maybe somehow the last time we ordered it went through him, and so now Evan's family had ordered burgers, and that's why he's getting text messages. So as soon as I walked in, the first thing is, look at these texts. What do you think? Oh, I can't wait for Evan to get here. I'm going to bust his shoes about ordering Grubhub.
Which I did.
And then Evan's like, I didn't order Grubhub. And then it's been, who do you think it is? Should I answer the phone? Should I answer the text messages?
At no point did anybody say out loud or to themselves, I wonder if Craig ordered something.
If we weren't getting lunch today, I think that's an obvious thing. I think it's just
odd circumstances that
we happen to be going to lunch today.
What's funny is after you approached me about this, I remember as a throwaway line, I admit.
Evan was involved too.
To Lugie,
never said,
no, I
tell
did.
Craig.
I did actually.
Oh, you did?
You
are
full of crap.
No,
you
not.
Never said that.
Let me finish.
No.
One of my throwaway lines at the end was, you should probably just ask Craig.
You're full of crap.
Absolutely.
You're so full of crap.
I'm not full of crap.
You never said that.
Nice
so,
job,
you
Evan.
Are yeah. so full
Thank
of crap.
Now you're trying to lie to get over your bad day. It's unbecoming.
Caught using a fork and knife on a chicken wing today at a restaurant.
And now he's come up
he's
with this no bone
day.
Thing.
I still want to know where my smash burgers are.
I'm going to go down and look.
Yeah, please do.
Because
I'll tell you this. The guy did not leave a bag of burgers on the street.
No, it looks like it's in the lobby. It's marble floor. I feel terrible now, too, by the way, that the guy paid for the money.
So why are you still here?
Well, I do. I feel horrible.
Just go. You'll feel better.
Just go.
I'm not going to feel better.
Go. Just go so I don't have to look at you.
Yeah,
I
want to see where these smash burgers are.
Yeah, that way I feel better after looking at you. That's it. Just leave. Go.
He still hasn't left. He's still waiting.
He's negotiating his release.
Just go get the burger.
Yeah.
He's going to run in. He's going to run in and give you some reads for when we break.
Now, don't. Okay. We're not breaking. Go down and come back. We're not breaking until you come
back.
And
I'm surprised, Craig, they're so mad. It was a literal throw line where I was like, hey, she just asked Craig.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And they're so angry about
it. I can't believe they denied that took place.
I can't believe that.
I really don't remember you saying that.
Yeah.
I did say that.
It's unbelievable.
It was a throwaway, but it was a, hey, you know what?
I mean, it makes sense.
Just ask Craig.
It does make sense that someone would have said, well, there's five of us here. I've talked to everybody but one person. Maybe I should ask that one person.
I mean, the guy's even calling Spike on vacation, asking him. And I'm like, why are you asking Spike? Just ask Craig. Makes no sense to me. Very weird.
That's crazy to me.
Weird thought process.
Now he's going to go downstairs and try to find random burgers in a bag in the lobby.
Do you think he like,
runs, like that happens?
Think he like runs to McDonald's real quick. Takes the burgers out and says, here they are.
Here's smash burgers.
Yeah, no, because he'd probably smash them.
Yeah. He's upset, isn't he?
Oh, this is tremendous.
I don't understand how this started this morning. That doesn't make sense.
Because he got these text messages at 9:30, apparently.
Saying what? Your burger's on the way?
Your burgers have been ordered. I don't think the place Smash Burger
is open yet.
It doesn't open yet.
Yeah.
So, like, the order's in, but the place isn't open yet. And then he kept getting text messages. And he thought it was like a scam or somehow. And then he told me the number was from Chicago, Illinois. I don't know if they have
that's how Grubhub comes up sometimes.
So he was confused by the whole thing. And to have it end up being now he's rushing for burgers is hilarious.
He owes me four burgers.
You know what makes this so much better?
What?
When you sent me down to give the woman her stuff back, there was a dispute in the lobby. And I'm 99% sure that this dispute was the Smashburgers. There was the all three guards who are all great at the front desk.
Yeah.
They were, someone was trying to engage them about an order, and they had they had no idea there was an order placed. And this guy was trying to figure out. He had made it into the building, though, which Tommy claims he should have been left at the desk. But there was definitely a dispute going on with the Grubhub delivery.
So do you
delivery.
Think the burgers were left there, or do you think they just took it back?
I mean, Tommy sent me down. I talked to them. I didn't push too hard, but they were unaware of any burgers being delivered. But now that he mentions it was 30 or 40 minutes ago, that's exactly when I went downstairs. So I think
so you witnessed it.
I think I saw this happen in real time.
I'm not sure what the Grubhub deal is on that. Did you bring the burgers back to the place and you get credited for it?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then here's the other question. Do I tell Phil they were delicious?
They were
Does Phil
amazing.
Ever listen? Or no?
Phil listens all the time.
Yeah. I'm sure he's aware of what's
so
going
now
on.
He's aware of what's going on, probably. Yeah.
Phil's not happy with Loogie either, I'm sure.
Nobody's happy. And he was having a decent day, I thought.
It was
Maybe
going
not.
Okay.
Maybe not. He messed up. It's so simple.
You could
there's could've. No defending what he did here.
No, but you could have. Let's be fair. You could have told
come
him
on,
to
it's like Cookie
before.
Carrasco pitching today. Ugh. Don't blame it on an injury that doesn't exist.
Yeah, I'm waiting,
you get a cookie.
Had a bad day.
I'm waiting for Loogie now to come up with an injury or a sickness. I
got
to leave
bad
early.
Day.
Had a bad day.
Yeah.
Not just, feeling well.
It's okay to have a bad day once in a while.
Sure.
Now, 3 out of 4 is not good.
Well.
But let's not claim like, oh, my hip flexor hurts, my oblique
In Cookie's case, it's 2 out of his last 3 starts have been terrible.
Right. So
I think he's hurt, dude. I mean, I'm serious. Not Loogie, Carrasco.
To be fair, I didn't see him grabbing a part of
on
his body.
On the pitch
or whatever
before
was.
That, he
Did
was. He looked uncomfortable.
Shoulder? Elbow?
I don't know. He sucked today, and I can live with that. He's had a very weird season in which he's had 5 like really bad starts, and the rest of his starts have been good, and this looks like a loss. But what really fears me is missing an extended period of time. That's what derailed Carrasco's season last year.
Here's Brian in Saddlebrook. Brian, good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey, good. How you guys doing? Happy Father's Day, believe
My man, Pots and Pans, what's up?
All right, so one that's the funniest conversation you guys have ever had. It would win a Grammy, and you'd only get that in New York, New Jersey area.
There you go.
As far as a bad day, Tommy's definitely having a bad day because of the ragging. But as far as a bigger mistake, I don't think there's a bigger mistake than cutting a chicken wing with a knife and a fork as a grown man.
As much as Evan's going to go to the grave on this one.
I will.
He knows you're right.
Here's the thing, Brian. What I had a choice of, and maybe I made the wrong choice, was we ordered a bunch of things. Put it in front of the table. We all shared. Okay? When Craig ordered the chicken wings, I had a choice, as hungry as I was. I could have sat it out. I could have said, you know what? I'm anti-wing. I'm not even going to engage. So I chose not to sit it out because I was hungry, and my choice was then, I don't want to eat it like a wing because I hated eating like a wing. I'm going to cut it off its freaking bone. So I had a choice, either be who I am in front of my coworkers or sit out the wing. What would you have done, Brian?
Oh, man, I would have had to pick up the wing.
And eventually I did because I needed that meat.
There you go. All
Wait,
good.
I got
Thanks.
One more thing.
Yeah,
though.
Go ahead.
You guys, so was Craig paying for lunch today?
Evan and I split it.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Evan and I split the cost
say,
of lunch
Craig,
down the middle 50-50.
Did Craig have his buddy send burgers to fatten everybody up so the bill could be cheaper?
By the way, not a bad move if I had thought about that, but I didn't. So thank you, Brian.
Right,
now,
that's a really good idea, actually.
Hey, Sonny, come grab this, will you? All right.
Let's soften up Hold the lunch second. Bill by eating a lot of burgers right before.
Yeah, no. To me, Evan and I went 50-50 down the middle. Money's never an issue between us.
Not an
issue.
It's
all good.
Not
all
issue.
Good.
The only issue is eating the meat off the bone.
Eating the meat. And I was disgusted. So was Big Mac. And it's the closest I've ever felt to Big Mac. We made eye contact.
Well, I'm glad
and
that.
And it was like, we connected.
I am appreciative or glad that my quirkiness, which I will own till the day I die.
It's beyond quirky.
I'm glad that it could bring you two fools together.
It brought us closer together.
Good.
It really
There
did.
Was a bond there.
Yeah, we bonded over it.
Good.
Like, we looked at you, we looked at each other. We went back
to
you.
We both felt better about ourselves and our relationship watching
because you. Because there's that one point when you tried just the fork.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
I did try
then
that.
You brought right. in the knife and the artillery. Right.
And it's rolling all over the place because you can't, you know.
Right, it's a bone.
Bones. You can't, like, stick the fork in it and settle it into the
bowl. So, this does remind me. I was 18 years old. It was my first serious girlfriend. And forget
pardon, pardon me one second.
Yes.
Sorry. Tommy's back, but I don't see any burgers in his hand.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
No, the burgers are not here.
What?
Because it's a building policy. You can't leave a bag downstairs, which I get totally. You can't leave it
so
unattended.
So where are the burgers?
I guess they're back with Smashburger, I suppose. I don't know.
So run over, I think you got to run over to Smashburger.
Well, I'm not running over like anywhere, but I'm going to call them maybe.
Well, and have them re-deliver it?
I guess.
You owe Phil an apology.
I think Phil will get a, for sure we'll get a refund.
We're
going to
call Phil right now.
That's fine.
You owe him an apology.
I don't owe anybody
an apology. Phil, you're on the radio. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. My producer, Tommy, wants to apologize to you.
Phil, I apologize. Craig didn't smart me up to this gave my number out.
Food is for the group and for everyone, so.
Yeah, so here's what happened. You sent the Smash Burgers, which was great. And our producer dropped the ball. He didn't answer his phone. He didn't return the text from Grubhub. So the delivery guy came. The delivery guy left. And we never got to enjoy the burgers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's Tommy's fault. Yeah.
He ate enough tasteless wings today without a knife and a fork. So I think he'll survive.
Well, but the point is, you were generous enough to send us burgers. And my producer failed us. And now... Well, the burgers don't exist. I don't know where they are.
Let me figure it out with Grubhub, and we'll do it another time. And I just wanted to call and congratulate you on, by my count at least, 4 years without a wager. And I may be off a few days or even weeks. But
yeah, it's coming up. It's June 28th, so 6 days away, 28th. But I appreciate it.
All
yep.
right.
All good. Well.
You deserve a great congratulations on that. I, for one, know how hard it is, and I know how hard you've worked, and that Saturday show has helped a ton of people, so please keep that up.
Well, Phil, I appreciate that and your support through all these years. But, yeah, next week, if I get there, we'll be 4 years without a wager of any kind, and I am proud of that, and I appreciate your continued support. Before I let you go, Tommy, what do you want to say to Phil?
Phil, I'm sorry. Thank you for sending the food. It was my bad.
Hey, Tommy, we'll do it another time. And
can I make a request, Phil?
Yeah, of course.
If you send us food again, specifically burgers, can you only send three?
So he doesn't get one?
He doesn't get one, yeah.
I'll consider that request.
Great. If you send a fourth, I'll give it to the intern. But if you're not going to send one for the intern... Big Mac gets a burger, Evan gets a burger, I get a burger. Do not send a burger for Tommy, okay?
Well, if it's enough time away, maybe I'll come myself and eat the fourth one.
Great. We'd love to see you.
That's a good deal.
Have a great weekend, pal. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the attempt.
You do the same, Craig.
All right, pal. Be good. All right.
Take it easy.
That was very nice of him.
Phil's kind of been like a sponsor to me.
Gotcha.
In my recovery.
Sounds like a good dude.
And he's a good man. Good, good man. Yes. He's in recovery as well and is a good dude. And he was aware that, again, if I get there, a week from yesterday, June 28th, it'll be 4 years, no wagering at all, which is a big accomplishment considering how important gambling was in my life.
Sure.
You know, so anyway, that's what that was.
Well, congratulations. And I do have to say that I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but that is... The idea that that's why the burgers were here and he blew it is
yeah.
It's the icing on the cake.
Dude, I feel terrible. Recovery.
I got to tell you,
the fact that this wasn't merely, hey, guys, I have great ratings.
Right,
or, hey, I love
just,
the
hey,
show.
What's up? I want right. to
the
just
guy,
say hi.
The guy sent burgers to commemorate an incredible life achievement.
Yeah.
Overcoming something you dealt with in your life.
Yeah, addiction.
Addiction.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And that's what was blown, Lugie?
Oh,
do you feel
God.
Dirty right now?
You know,
do you feel
I didn't want to play
right
that
now?
Part of it up, but now that you guys say it.
Oh, I'll do it.
Yeah, please do.
Are you okay? Are you feeling all right?
No,
I'm
not.
Feel terrible.
Yeah,
dude.
Of course. Dude, that was the icing on the cake.
Like
I almost fell over when he said
it's
that.
It's like ruining a guy's birthday.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
so here I am, about to celebrate 4 years in recovery.
Congrats.
With a couple Smash Burgers, and I can't even do that.
From someone important to you like that?
He's like been a sponsor to
like,
me.
Like, I didn't see that coming. I literally thought, buddy
surprise.
Of mine, you know, runs a smash burger. Nah. I just want you guys to eat.
He's a GA brother.
And to go to that?
Yeah.
Luke, you all right, bro?
No. So stop asking.
Hold on. Why do you say you all right? I'm not all right.
Because he must feel terrible.
I feel beyond awful.
He ruined one of the great accomplishments of my life. Of all the cool things I've gotten to do in my life, combating gambling disorder is one of the great accomplishments of my life. And I was going to enjoy that moment with my dearest friends, you guys. And Tommy robbed me of
that. Tommy, in all seriousness, I'll give you a good thing.
Celebration burger that I can't have now.
Craig may not get this, but right now with the audience, this is your face turn. You went from this dip you-know-what who can't get anything right, he's so annoying and wrong, to, oh my God, he's a baby face, I have compassion for him. The audience now has compassion for you because of how bad this F-up was.
I disagree. The audience turning, is upset with him.
I hope they are because I want to rip both of you so bad right now, but I can't. I just can't. After he said that, it took all my steam away because I had a lot of steam coming up the elevator. A lot.
Really?
Yes.
It's coming up the elevator.
Oh, I was cursing in the elevator the entire way up because I couldn't even film it.
Yeah. You didn't have to push buttons. The steam was rising up to the 10th floor.
Well, because...
I guess I'll have to celebrate my recovery somewhere else. Some other day with some other people.
Yeah.
People who care. People who support my attempt to conquer an addiction. But I guess, you know, can't count on you guys for that.
Well, you guys don't put us into this.
Yeah, nothing to do with me.
Can't count on Tommy. Yeah. Clearly.
It's all Tommy's, not us. What the hell did we do?
Jeez.
Wow. And I didn't even bring that part of it up.
No, you didn't. I'm stunned by it.
I want to be clear.
Dude, as soon as he started saying that,
that was part of the story.
Me and Big Mac made the same eye contact.
Yeah, very similar. Yeah, very similar.
You guys connected.
We looked at each other and said,
he was like, I want to congratulate you. And I thought the ratings was coming or something. And then it was like on your four-year anniversary. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, crap. June 28th, the last day I was in a casino.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
The guy sent
us... a big day for me, obviously.
Of course, he sent us burgers to commemorate you.
Yep, it's a celebration of recovery, Evan.
And Tommy effed it up. Tommy, oh, my God.
Too busy to answer his phone or return a text message. Ruined my anniversary. Oh. Just ruined it. 4 years of hard work of admitting to and then beating an addiction. Mm. And he had to ruin it.
Are you okay, pal? I feel terrible.
I mean, I'm good with you.
No, but are you okay?
I'm good with Big Mac. My son's here.
Right.
So... I'm glad he's witnessing this. He should be proud of his father.
Of course.
Hope he is.
We all are.
And recognize that it's okay to make mistakes in life and, you know, set yourself straight and overcome them. And you recognize that some people will be with you on that journey all the way through. And other people are too busy to answer a text message and don't give a rat's ass if you conquer an addiction.
Is there something you want to say to Craig?
That my son just learned.
Is there anything you want to say to Craig? Maybe to...
I don't want
to
hear it.
No?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. It's what you're going to say.
I don't know.
I'll buy you a smash burger. It's not the point of it.
Is there anything you want to say?
It's going to be a nice surprise celebration. And what do I get? I thought it was a scam. I don't want to answer my phone. I'm too
busy.
You
got a chance to maybe say something sweet to him. Anything to say?
Don't say... No, you raise your hand. I'm not calling on you.
He doesn't even want to talk.
Yeah, because he knows he messed up. And now that he knows the truth behind why the burgers were sent here, now he feels this big, like Hervé Villachez.
I would love to take it out of the equation so badly. I would love to take it out of the equation so bad. I had so much.
Yeah.
And now I don't.
You got nothing.
Nothing.
That's why it's so hard for addicts to overcome addiction, because they have people like you in their lives.
Right.
Unsupportive, selfish people.
Don't know my mom's birthday.
Who claim they care about you.
Or your dad's birthday.
And when things start going in the right direction, where are they? Side of the road.
Mm.
Side of the road. Thanks, buddy. Ruining my anniversary of recovery. Appreciate that. Minimizing all the hard work people like me put in to living their lives the right way.
Mm.
It's a good life lesson for everybody out there.
Oh, I learned a life lesson.
I definitely learned something.
You can
something
truly
today.
Count on in your life. Me Tommy too. Lou Gower is not one of them. That's what we all learned here today. I'm going to make this the focus of our Saturday show. People who let you down. Living with disappointment. Yeah. Fake friends. Yeah, it's going to be the focus. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Yeah. You don't probably eat lunch, though. All the chicken parm sandwich.
It went down fast.
Yeah,
man.
Took a doggy bag too.
Yep.
Guess where he's not going to find that doggy bag? On his desk. I promise you that. You're not eating that sandwich later. Better go run and get it now. Yep.
I still can't believe that lunch was all about that.
Like, that's what it was. Celebration. That's right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Evan, I'm in a very giving mood.
Yeah, what you got?
So I'm going to forgive Tommy because I am so excited for whatever he did to present Wag Wednesday today that should take precedent over the way he screwed up on the Smashburger situation.
Very fair.
So who's coming out at 5 o'clock, Tommy?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Craig. Currently, nobody. But we are efforting that. We have an hour and 14
so,
minutes.
So, not only did you screw up my anniversary of recovery.
Yeah.
And not answer the phone for the delivery.
Correct.
You also have not booked a Wag Wednesday for today.
I have not.
Got it. So, I guess there goes that. I was counting on that to maybe,
wow,
you know, change the tide here a little bit. Like, all right, he screwed up on the delivery, but he delivered on a great Wag Wednesday. So, I'll probably forgive him because I'm a softie.
Yeah.
Oh, well. You're going to see the Craig you don't know?
I'll tell you this, man. I went to the producer's area during the break. I think he wants to not ever forgive you. He is mad.
Forgive me.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
Yeah, and forgive you.
Forgive me.
He's still mad at you.
I gave the guy the number. The guy used the number. The guy that has the number decided, I'm not answering it. My wife won't let me. Or some cockamamie excuse.
You didn't give me a heads up. That's not a cockamamie excuse. At any point, you could have been like, by the way, Tommy,
yeah,
there's food coming today.
Yeah.
So when they call you or anybody contacts you,
yeah,
just run down and
grab it. Hasn't been long enough that you know how things work around
here. Well, they don't have to work like that.
No, that's how they work.
No, they don't have to
work
that way.
That's how they work.
You want grievances? Yeah. Here's a grievance. Yeah, stop with the chaos.
Huh?
What do you mean, huh?
No chaos.
No chaos. It's all chaos.
Every day.
It's always
food
chaos.
Delivery.
Stop
every
it.
Day.
Now you sound like Boomer with the Captain Chaos.
All
stuff.
You got to do
you
is tell me.
It. You failed in your job.
I'm an organized guy. I like to have everything mapped out.
Yes,
like Al. You and
failed.
Al Cohen existed. I'm sure you told
Guess
Al
what?
When stuff was
if
coming.
If somebody called Al from Grubhub, he'd answer the
I'm
call.
I'm sure he would, yeah. But I'm not Al.
You didn't. That's right.
I did
not.
Not
Al. Not even close to Al.
Well, that's fine.
I miss Al.
Well, go call him, then. What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
I miss a lot of things, too.
I wish I had a producer like Al. What do you miss, being part-time in the morning and afternoon? I can arrange that if you
what
want.
What the hell? I wasn't part-time anything. I was a full-time employee
so
here for
miss?
Years.
What do you miss?
What?
What do you miss?
Well, I meant more like, hey, I'm older. I miss being young. I miss being single.
No,
miss
no,
days.
No, no, no.
Oh, from a work perspective?
Yeah.
Oh, no, but trust
yeah,
me. I don't.
Do miss?
No offense.
Because I can make sure it happens tomorrow.
No, no, because I didn't answer the phone for a burger?
That's right.
Get the hell out of
That's
here.
That's right.
The whack thing I totally, listen, That's on me.
So
I'm not going to
no
get into.
Wednesday,
I'm not
going right,
to. I'm not going to get into why
so
we don't
lost
have
Wag
one.
Wednesday.
We didn't lose.
You
Wag
lost Smash Burgers.
We didn't lose.
And
the
you're
burgers
mad at me.
The
and you're mad at me.
I am mad at you.
You're mad at me.
I am.
Okay, good.
Frankly,
you can pack your stuff up and go.
No. But,
no,
first of
you're
all,
mad. I don't want to be working in a mad work environment.
No.
Pack it up.
Craig, stop.
I said, how about this?
No.
You start producing Sal's show overnight. There you go.
What
same pay. You don't get any cut in pay, but you can start doing overnight.
Why does this turn into I have to be fired and go on another show? All we have to have is a little bit of communication.
A year and a half later, you don't get the show still. That's why.
I don't get the show?
That's why.
We're a marriage.
Grubhub calls, answer the phone. That's why. And then you discussed it with Evan. You discussed it with
Big Mac.
Oh, because
he's being a major pig right now.
And you didn't discuss it with me.
Why am I getting trapped now? I'm not
right.
a pig.
Because you're being an S-star, as usual.
What did I do?
Oh, what did you do?
Did I miss something? What
did
I do?
You did nothing wrong.
I just talked to you off air, and you go, dime me out, dude.
I didn't dime.
You just did.
You're doing your own diming. You're pissed off.
But I said that. I was in confidence. That was a confession. And then you went to him and said something?
In confidence, you told me you were pissed off?
Yeah,
you were pissed off.
He's pissing me like I did something wrong.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me.
God forbid. I gave my producer's phone number to somebody coming by the building. I'll never do that again. Don't worry. We're good. We're good.
If you order something to the house, you don't tell your wife, hey, by the way, something's coming. Be on the lookout.
No, I don't.
Well, then that's a you thing.
Doorbell rings. She answers.
That's a you thing. You can work on that over the summer.
Yeah, I'm going to work
get
on
back
that.
To me in the fall.
Yeah, I'm going to work on that. Oh, you
I'll work on
me,
some stuff.
Work
you can work
things.
On some stuff, Craig. And we're going to have a harmonious relationship.
No, we're not.
Here. Yes, we are.
Your relationship's over.
What do you mean it's over?
It's over.
When did it start?
You're dead to me now. Now you're dead to me.
Because of the burgers? Bro, we'll get burgers. Of all the food I get.
You ruined my anniversary. I'm not taking ownership of it.
And for that, I feel awful.
No, you don't.
Of course I do.
You haven't apologized yet.
I did. I apologized to Phil.
You're dead to me.
Stop.
And then no one ever comes back from the dead.
That I know. But I don't think I'm dead to you.
No, no. You're dead to me.
No.
You are.
We can work this out.
Well, we're going to work it out with human resources and Spike on Monday.
We're going to hug during. We're going to hug during the break.
I want to be clear. No hugging. No, none of that. You lost your chance. You didn't apologize.
I did.
Now you're being very aggressive with me.
I am being aggressive.
And that's that.
But I'm being attacked.
Enjoy tomorrow and Friday. We're on vacation.
No, come on.
On Monday, me, you, Evan, Margaret, and Spike. Boom.
Boom.
And tell Paul Rosenberg to get ready to start coming in at 10 a.m. And that's that. There you go.
For a hamburger?
I'm having the eye contact with Big Mac that you had with Big Mac
shut
at
up.
Lunch.
You shut up.
And that's it.
Why are you attacking me?
Because you started all this.
Listen, I've cut all the dead weight from this show every step of the way.
That's fair.
Okay? You're next. Boom.
Well, I'm not perfect. So why am I being held to perfect standards?
Not asking you to be perfect.
Yes, you are.
No,
how much food have we got here? You guys have eaten like kings for years. One time I screwed up. Bad timing, I agree.
You're being aggressive. You're attacking me.
I'm not attacking.
I don't deserve to be attacked.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
My friend passed away this morning, and I'm celebrating 4 years of recovery, and you're attacking me.
I'm not attacking.
Like I did something wrong.
I'm not attacking.
I gave your number to a delivery guy.
You did.
Like I've done 500 other times.
Okay.
You decided today, for some reason, on my anniversary of recovery, that you weren't going to answer the call.
That was my evil plan. That's my evil plan, Craig.
Well, listen, you're going to have plenty of time to come up with more evil plans between 2 and 6, because you're not going to be standing there. You have plenty of time.
For one mistake?
One mistake.
Michael Jordan missed the game-winning shot, bro. They didn't kick him off the Bulls.
Yeah.
You're not Michael
Jordan?
Well, no.
You're Michael Jordan.
Scottie Pippen, maybe.
Now you're Michael Jordan. Yeah.
Maybe Rodman.
Listen.
Luke Longley.
Enjoy the next 3 hours.
Ron Harper.
Okay. And then...
Well, I'm not enjoying them. So,
well, I'm going to introduce you to Sal. And you guys are going to do a great job.
I already know Sal.
You're going to do a great job answering the phones overnight if they ring. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.